Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele has also lost some goodwill. The Republicans made a huge comeback in November, but Steele has been criticized for weak fundraising and bookkeeping problems. Plus, the party ran up millions of dollars in debt in the last 2 years. Now candidates are lining up to challenge Steele at the party's winter meeting next month. Yesterday, four of them appeared at a forum in Washington, D.C., sponsored by a leading Tea Party group. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne was there.
It was a debate with TV cameras in the room, lots of bloggers, an audience of about 100 on hand, and more watching a live stream on the web. But it's not a contest for public office, but one where only 168 people, the members of the Republican National Committee around the country, actually get to vote. It was pretty clear what the candidates for chairman think the job is all about.
Money is the mother's milk of politics. There's not too much money in politics. There's not enough money.
It's going to take, by my estimation, something between $400 and $425 million.
I've been saying for a few days here now, it's money first, it's money second, and it's money third.
You know, another way of putting it is it takes two things to win an election, money and everything else.
In order, you heard longtime GOP operatives Mike Duncan of Tennessee, himself a former RNC chairman, Gentry Collins of Iowa, Ann Wagner of Missouri, and Saul Anousis of Michigan. Current Chairman Michael Steele was not present yesterday. Collins, who worked as the party's political director until last month and left with a scathing memo attacking Steele's leadership, took a more tactful tone at yesterday's event.
Look, Chairman Steele is a fine man. He's a good man, and he's always been good to me personally. I think we all like him. But the party under his leadership failed to raise the major donor money that it is going to require in order to defeat Barack Obama, defeat his policies, defeat his ideology and agenda in 2012.
The candidate forum was sponsored by FreedomWorks, one of the leading backers of the Tea Party movement. Many in the audience were Tea Party activists, including 61-year-old Dee Armstrong from West Virginia.
First of all, I have yet to hear the Republican candidates here acknowledge the fact that they didn't do November 2nd. The Tea Party movement made that happen. And I want to know how you plan to integrate the Tea Party movement into the RNC.
Here's Michigan's Saul Anousis.
I would never claim that the Republican Party did it. I would also, with all due respect, never claim the Tea Party people did it. I would claim the American people did it, who happen to belong to the Tea Party, to the Republican Party, the Libertarian Party, and just good old Americans who were mad as hell and weren't going to take it anymore.
Armstrong was not satisfied with what she heard.
I would have favored the candidate up there that had stood up and said, if it weren't for the Tea Party movement, we wouldn't have been so successful. Not one of them would admit that, and I kind of feel bad about that.
Russ Walker is in charge of grassroots operations at FreedomWorks. He also moderated the debate. He says the Tea Party and the GOP have a lot in common, but that doesn't guarantee a smooth integration of the two.
You know, I think there's always this kind of friction between the establishment, as we like to call it, and there's a distrust. I mean, there's a question about that trust, and how do you rebuild that trust? And I think there's a lot of rebuilding that still has to occur.
Walker was pleased with the debate, calling it the first time a grassroots organization had ever played a role in the selection of a national party chair. And he said they'd be glad to help select two.
We'd love to do this with Democrats if they'd let us, but I don't think they'll let us.
Chances?
Zero, I'm pretty sure. And we may send them a letter tomorrow, though, and asking them, you know, we're open in case you need us.
Follow up on that.
Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.